Florida Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Florida. Brought to you by TECO Peoples Gas, at the heart of Florida's energy. May is Small Business Month, and in this episode, South Florida Business Journal Editor-in-Chief Mel Melendez welcomes Jennifer Kovach, Director of South Florida for the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship.
Welcome, Jennifer. Thanks so much for joining us on this segment of Florida Business Minds.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Now, you're the South Florida Director for FSU's Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship, which serves as a resource for small business owners and budding entrepreneurs. And since this podcast debuts during National Small Business Month, I thought this would be the perfect time to chat about your organization and to get your insights on the growing needs of entrepreneurs. Can you chat a little bit about your organization and the services it offers? Because I know that your training programs are very well respected.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, happy to share. Our Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship is part of Florida State University. Gosh, about 12, 13 years ago, we started to expand and open an office here in South Florida and offer programs that are for small business leaders and nonprofit CEOs in the community. You don't have to be an enrolled student at the university, but we have the programs. We have our flagship program called the Small Business Executive Program. It's a 9-session, 4-month program for leaders of small businesses to go through. Luckily, it's available at no cost due to a very generous donation that we received from the Jim Moran Foundation and Mrs. Moran. We also have our nonprofit executive program. We do additional programs to support those small business leaders, such as a peer-to-peer group or our summit or conference. So just really trying to create a support network for all our small business leaders in here in the community. We do primarily work with existing business owners 3 years and up, but we've created some great partnerships and relationships with other resource organizations who work with small business leaders who are in that early phase of starting and growing their business.
What do you see as the top 3 challenges faced by entrepreneurs who are looking to launch or scale their businesses in Florida?
Well, the leaders we work with, I would say, come to us oftentimes because they're ready to grow or are looking to do something more with their organization. Part of that, I would say, is they're coming to us for help with getting that plan and strategic planning together, getting focused. They're so often wearing so many hats and putting out so many fires that it's really hard to what we call work on your business and think about strategically where you want to go. So we definitely encourage people to reach out to organizations that can help you with that, to provide education and training around planning and goal setting. Additionally, of course, financing and cash flow management is a big challenge. How to have that money to get going, to weather the good times when you're ready to expand and do more, to weathering those challenging, tough times that we've gone through in the last few years. Also, for those that are looking to expand and grow, it takes people. You can't do it all. I wish our owners could do all the things they want to accomplish, but it's definitely creating a good team, creating that culture, having that seed money in place so you can fund that first position or additional. It definitely is that passion and persistence and gumption, because we are a thriving community here and there's a lot of competition. And it's not, you know, something you can idly think, oh, I'll put my website up and people will come.
For sure. Florida has long ranked among the top states for entrepreneurship and small business. Why do you think that is? Is it our pro-business stance, our favorable tax structure and migration? What are the factors that you see to help fuel that?
When you said that, I was thinking, I haven't really had people say, oh, I moved here to start my business. I think a lot of the common things that people think about, why do they move to Florida, come up from our beautiful weather to lively, thriving, active communities we have. And then I would also say we have a really strong entrepreneurial ecosystem to support small businesses. So yes, that includes our state stance on taxes and such. We have a group we call Aero Alliance of Entrepreneur Resource Organizations. We get together once a month and we're all organizations who are helping small business leaders grow and succeed. And I mean, that's the SBDC, that's SCORE, that's universities and colleges here, all supporting and offering program and training. We have very robust chambers of commerce in the community. I think we have a great entrepreneurial ecosystem that supports small business leaders.
Small businesses make up 99.8% of all businesses in Florida, and they employ about 3.6 million workers, according to the SBA. Yet the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates that about 20% of new businesses fail during their first 2 years, and 45% actually fail during the first 5 years. What do you think that is? And do you have any advice for someone looking to launch a new business to help increase their chances for long-term success?
The things that come to my mind right now is really that win-win solution. A lot of business leaders are looking to start that business for their own personal passion, to sustain their passion for, let's say, making a certain widget, think they can do it better. But really that passion to what do their customers want? How are they going to be solving those problems for their customers? Because time and time again, it's going to be how you meet your customers and the value proposition you're offering to them. Of course, planning for long-term success, that's right in line with that. It needs to be more than just you who's going to be able to sustain this business. How do you have it not be so dependent on the owner, but to have a plan from the beginning? You're going to have a team that supports you and helps support your customers and grow. Definitely, it has to be beyond your passion. It has to be a plan for success for the business as well and for your customers.
We all know how the COVID-19 pandemic impacted small businesses in terms of closings. And even the ones that survived say they lost many valued employees. And like many companies now, small or large, staffing continues to be a challenge.
I would say that's one of the top ranking challenges that, you know, business leaders continue to bring up to me, whether that was 10 years ago or, you know, today. I have confidence that it's going to be improving in some ways because of business leaders now, to stay relevant, to stay open, need to be already addressing this. If they're not, they need to be creating that culture where employees want to stay at their organization. They need to be having a strong plan of how they're going to recruit and retain employees. That is something we continually to work on with our leaders. And we find great value in our peer-to-peer groups where you gain information from not just an expert coming to speak to you about what strategies can work, but from hearing firsthand from your peers of what's working for them and hiring. Sometimes, you know, in those group sessions, you can learn it may not just be, you know, you're offering higher salaries and great benefits. It could be a difficult manager on your team that's continuously challenging and having an effect on your turnover. So it can be internal factors and external factors, and it's definitely a game changer in your success if you can tackle that issue and succeed in it.
Jennifer Kovach joining us. Next, she shares her keys for long-term success as Florida Business Minds continues. People's Gas, working with businesses across Florida to lower energy usage and costs with efficient natural gas. Get cashback energy conservation rebates when you install new natural gas equipment. Learn more at peoplesgas.com/bizrebates.
And I know you touched on this in several of your responses, but in your estimation, what qualities would you say that entrepreneurs need to possess to be successful long term?
The leaders that we see continue to succeed and grow is, I would say, having a plan. They have a goal and they refocus on that and they continue to work on that. Maybe it's a written plan, but it's definitely having a structure and goal of where they want to accomplish that and communicating that with their team, taking actions to help improve on that. And that can be continuing education and training for your team, for yourself. I definitely see many of our leaders are looking and investing and training their team and employees so they can be prepared for the future. Oftentimes, they're speaking about competition that they hadn't even considered is now entering the market and how they can quickly adjust and prepare for that. So it's definitely being nimble. It's strategically planning, open to learning and trying new things, because 2 years ago, I don't think AI was on the forefront of our minds. You know, we're still coming out of COVID. And here now, there's always every year or every 6 months, it seems like you need to always be nimble and ready to make changes.
What's the most rewarding aspect of your role and what's the most challenging in your estimation?
Say the most rewarding aspect of this position is, you know, you think of kids and they have these hopes and dreams of what they want to accomplish. And we get to be with those individuals when they're grown up and they're achieving those hopes and dreams. So I love that we get to hear people's passion and those hopes and dreams of what they want to accomplish and be a part of helping them achieve that. We get to hear back from those who have gotten to expand and grow. Sometimes they'll go through our program and really have reinvigoration of their passion for their business, where they're very bogged down in the day-to-day and weren't sure if this was the right thing anymore for them to be a part of, because it's a lot of work. And many times people will come to us and haven't had vacation in 3 years. And so, you know, we're helping them also create structure and process and delegation so they can create systems and ways that they can take a break, because burnout is very relevant and happening. And we're doing our summit next week, and that's a key aspect of how to sustain that mindset, growth mindset, as well as thrive for the long term. So I love that we can help those leaders with that. Probably the biggest challenge is leaders making the time for the program. We always tell them when they're in our programs, you're still working, you're just working on your business. So making that time to continually grow and learn, and investing in your team to learn and grow as well.
And how can small business owners or entrepreneurs interested in your programs reach you?
We have a website. It's jimmoraninstitute.fsu.edu. And I encourage you to visit our site. We also have locations across the state. I know we're talking about South Florida, yes, but we have Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Tampa, St. Pete, and Orlando, as well as some programs that are offered kind of nationally for entrepreneur veterans.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for us today. Thanks so much for being our guest, Jennifer. I very much enjoyed hearing about your organization and hearing your perspective on entrepreneurship. And I know that our listeners will too. So take good care.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for downloading Florida Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Florida. Brought to you by TECO People's Gas, at the heart of Florida's energy.